This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Now, Micah Parsons has sent a call to action to the Cowboys front office. They don't frequently listen to us, but I've attempted to answer that call to action. Now, this via Nick Harris of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, who was on with Chio and Bobby this morning. It feels weird
it's
to say Sean
and RJ. Show.
Yeah.
Even though neither one of them was there, but it's still their show. Remember whenever we would fill in for them and Gavin was like, you're still Sean and RJ. And I was like, no, we're not. And he's like, but you're their show.
Yeah.
So that's what you need to do. Say Sean and RJ, we're filling in.
So on the Sean and RJ show featuring Bobby and Chio this morning, he said, he being Micah, the talent is there. We've just got to be aggressive the same way some other teams did. I don't want to sit back, watch other teams build and us stay the same. Definitely some call to action. I want to see us become aggressive, get some players that will come in and make an impact. I want to see us bring back our own players. That's just as important. Let's see what we can do there. All right. Call to action for the Dallas Cowboys. I've decided to answer that call in a very unique fashion.
Okay. Can I ask you a question before?
Yes, please.
Do you think it's going to work? Do you think that him saying this is going to work with Steven and Jerry?
Actually, there is a scenario in which I think it works. And that is, you know, the thought is that Mike would make at least 35, maybe, I don't know, 38, 39 million per year. All right. Micah goes up to them and says, I will do 32 a year. That is how I think the call to action starts to work.
But I need you to do this
with
the money.
Now, I'm not advising Micah Parsons to do that because Lord knows, get your money when you can get your money. I'm just saying, realistically, my answer is no, unless this specific scenario happens. So, I'm going to try to jumpstart the Cowboys' heart and make it happen for them. And I do this courtesy of Dan Parr with NFL.com. Now, I started thinking about this, and I was like, well, let's see if we can find out a way to make this work.
He's a very even-keeled guy.
You go to, it's not on par. It's Dan Carr.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Dan Parr.
So, with a number 12 pick in the 2025 draft, Ashton Jeanty is the selection for the Cleveland Browns because the Dallas Cowboys have sent the Cleveland Browns this year's first and next year's first for Myles effing Garrett. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's not going to happen. And you might be right, but Micah made a call to action, so we're trying to answer it. All right, so you trade your two first-round picks, you get Myles Garrett. I do believe that if Micah Parsons found out they were going to get Myles Garrett, he'd be like, I don't know what that cut would look like, but I definitely think he'd be like, okay, let's talk about the money.
Okay.
Maybe we'll scale it down just a little bit. All right, but what is Myles Garrett actually going to cost you? Money-wise. not draft pick was. I do believe that he would end up costing you 2 years, $40 million, with the potential for a dead cap hit of $10 million. Now, if you're giving up two first-round draft picks...
469 says they don't have the money.
They 100% have the money. We can get back into that.
Yeah, he explained this all yesterday.
They 100% can make the money if they want. And if you're like, they have negative $2.6 million on the cap. I hear you. Yeah. Yesterday.
He unloaded it yesterday.
You got to $65 million in like 2 minutes. So if you wanted to make that happen, you're looking at 2 for $40 million with a $10 million dead cap hit on the backside of it. However, if you're giving up two first-round picks, surely there would be some restructuring of that deal. And I don't think you're going to end up, obviously, with any dead money outside of the 2 years. I think it would be closer to 2 years, $35 million
okay.
that you're taking on for Myles Garrett. And so now, for Myles Garrett, you're paying him $17.5 million per year.
Okay.
Which is... obviously,
it's a nice number for that guy.
For a player of his caliber is really low. Now, in reality, he's getting more cash than that. But on your cap, which is all we really care about. Well, before we go any further, what would you guys think of that? Because clearly this team has a lot of holes. And this kind of works against the idea of, hey, let's not give all our money to just a few people. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to instead bring in another huge money person.
Is there any way, shape, or form that I can get away with not giving up 2 ones?
I think so.
Okay. Because if I can work with Cleveland and enough and not give up 2 ones, I'm really okay with this deal.
Okay. You give up your first. Now,
because all along I've been saying, if I'm going to give up 2 ones, then I'm flipping Micah in order to get those back. So I have a premier, still have a premier pass rusher.
And again, you have the opportunity to do that. That feels like potentially a waste of time because now instead you just got an older player. Although I guess we've seen precedent of that recently for how a Dallas sports team might make that happen.
But if I can part with a 1 and a 3 or a 1 and a 2, I'm good with that.
You cannot.
Okay.
So what it would actually probably cost, if you don't want to do 2 ones, you have to do at least your 1 this year, your 2 this year, your 2 next year, and maybe a 3.
Oh, that is steep.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't want to do it.
And I got to pay him some monies.
Yeah, that is true.
But I got to pay players money. More likely, the Joneses are going to say draft players are cheaper. And so, like, can we find a player like that? I'm gonna say no to this.
Okay,
Kevin. I'm
all
gonna
right.
say no. I appreciate your efforts.
Then
it's a lot of work you've done.
Look, and I get it. From the 972, hell now. I'm pretty sure it means hell no.
Yeah.
But you understand who's gonna run the ball for us? We still need a receiver. We need linebackers. We need a safety. I'm also gonna go ahead and trade your third round pick for Cooper Kupp. All right. So I am wheeling and dealing while we're at it.
You know what?
Hey,
let's go.
People said,
shake it up, baby.
They were tired.
Trade Luka.
The Cowboy. That already happened.
Oh, okay.
Trade him back to us. Man. Okay. Let me serious sidebar question. That's not related whatsoever.
If they trade him back to us, we'll give him a Hurtado beef sandwich.
So the Mavericks.
Yes.
Trade for Luka and they trade Max Christie, Anthony Davis, next year's first round pick, and a 2029 draft pick.
What are you doing right now?
And their 2031 draft pick. Do you think people would accept it because Luka's back?
Nope.
Or would they be like, the hell? We just did this freaking deal and you gave him 2 extra first round picks? And their response would be because Anthony Davis.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This is hurt.
Yes. I think everybody would lose their damn minds.
Okay.
I don't think anybody would be happy that Luke is back. They'd just be like, what are we even doing?
Don't do that. Okay, then don't do that. All right. So here's why I'm answering the call to action like this. Because people get annoyed that the Cowboys don't do anything
right
in free agency.
Yeah, we're trying to shake it up.
Yeah, people get annoyed that all we do is re-sign our own draft picks. We don't spend any money, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, hey, let's go big. Because Cooper Kupp would have to rework parts of his contract as well. I think that will be facilitated for when he's traded. But I'm like, you know what? Go get Myles Garrett. Go get Cooper Kupp. Because the question or the discussion was, who's going to run the ball? You need another wide receiver. All right. I just got you the most dominant pair of defensive ends, maybe, not probably not in the history of the NFL, but like it's pretty high up there in the history of the NFL, the reigning defensive player of the year. I know you have injury concerns about Cooper Kupp, but I just got you your other wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Now you still need a running back. But again, I've facilitated a lot of open money for you.
Yeah, bring back Rico.
And the reason, and I do kind of wonder if that could happen. Here's the reason why I wanted to bring it up, Corey, because this is kind of an extreme version of the opposite side. Because like people really don't like the way the Cowboys do business. So I'm like, all right, let's go all the way the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trading away your first for Myles Garrett. I'm trading away another pick for Cooper Kupp. I'm flipping switches on the salary cap that could hurt you in 26, 27, and 28. But to you, at least,
mm-hmm.
I bet a lot of other people, that doesn't feel great either, does it?
Losing the first round picks is, you know, really tough. But you have made a bunch of moves.
I did.
Now change this. All right. Give me T. Higgins instead of Kupp.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I can.
All right. I'm happy now.
I can make that happen.
We'll go re-sign Rico for $6 million and we're ready to rock.
And from the 469, Kupp won't cost more than the fifth rounder. That is strictly dependent on how they restructure his contract.
Yeah.
Because if they don't restructure his contract, well, then you're right. It'll probably cost even less than that. But if they do, I think it has the potential to cost more than that. Now, for T. Higgins, that's the direction that you want to go?
Yeah. Let's make T. Higgins happen.
All right. T. Higgins.
I want him and CeeDee Lamb signed to massive contracts.
Okay. I can get that done for you if you're willing to live with the potential repercussions in the future. Do you think you are willing to live with those repercussions?
Without knowing them? Blind nil? Let's go.
That's right. All right. Great. I can get T. Higgins on this team next year for $10 to $12 million.
Wow. I love it.
Now,
I have no clue how you're doing this. I love it.
Here's the issue. And here's what drives people crazy about the way the Jones family does business. Because I know the response is going to be, T. Higgins isn't going to sign for $10 to $12 million. Agreed. He's probably looking for, I don't know, 5 for 125, something like that.
The other thing, though, is a lot of the way the Joneses look at it is, why would I spend this money if I don't know what my draft pick is going to be yet?
Sure.
Let's wait till we get to the draft. Let's fill some holes, wait till we get to the draft, because maybe they get the kid out of Arizona. You know, like maybe we get one of these other guys. So, but keep running with this idea.
And so the reason why I said that is because who gives a crap what the actual contract looks like? How is it structured?
Okay.
So if you're like, oh, we just gave T. Higgins five for $125 million. That's $25 million here. CeeDee Lamb makes $35 million. That's $60 million. Great. But in reality, there's a switch that they're going to flip on CeeDee Lamb's contract as well that I think drops it to, I don't know, like $26 million, give or take. And then I can get you T. Higgins for $10 million. So now your salary cap hit for those two is $36 million. Do you feel like you have one of the best 1-2 combinations wide receiver-wise in the entire
Absolutely.
League?
Absolutely.
All right. So the concept...
Hopefully my quarterback can get him the ball.
Okay, and that's a great point. And that, look, for a lot of people, I know it's all going to be, you still have Dak, so I'm a pass. I get that. Well, or not pass.
Mm-hmm.
So I get all that. My point is, you can 100% do that next year. However, you're going to have to deal with the implications of, if CeeDee Lamb doesn't work out, you're going to have a big dead money charge coming up, but it's not going to be until 2029 mm-hmm. or maybe 28 if you want to move it up. With T. Higgins, you're going to have another big dead money charge coming up in 2029. The way that the Eagles do it, though, is they go, I'll worry about that
later,
next year or in a couple years.
And they rework the problem.
Exactly. Exactly. And the Cowboys worry about, I need to care about my 2027 salary cap right now, all right? Which is a responsible thing to do. But the way you can manipulate the salary cap in the NFL, I don't understand. Because you could make these moves for Higgins and CeeDee Lamb, and you could say, we could be screwed in 2029. But I can probably reevaluate that in 2026.
Yeah.
Or 2027.
Yeah, just keep working the problem, because not everything's going to be stuck in a conserved all the time. It's not always going to be the same all the time. And that's what I guess we wanted, to keep the triplets together forever and keep those teams forever, and they're living with that. But it's not going to be that way. So in the next year, you just got to work the problem again.
And the reason why, and I see people saying they would rather go the route of trading Micah, there's just been no indication, like historically from the Cowboys or in everything they've said the last year or so,
yeah,
that they would actually be willing to do that. If they were, I can drop a whole new plan for you that involves you bottoming out, but piling up draft assets for this year and next year.
The only reason the Cowboys would even think about it is, how much value is the player really worth? And what can we do with it? You know, like, that's, otherwise they like what Micah brings. They like Micah the player. They're hoping he continues to grow into a leader. That is what they really want. It does seem like it would go if you got Miles, it's a completely different direction with your leadership. But maybe they can have both of them at the same time.
So I just wanted to throw that out there for people who don't care for the way the Cowboys do it. And Micah saying this is a call to action. I've answered your call to action with like a variety of more extreme routes that you want to go.
That was extreme.
And a lot of people have texted in, I don't like that either.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. Fix the Cowboys, Kevin. But dude, don't fix it that way.
Let me tell you something. I ask Steven this all the time. I would love an opportunity to sit down with their capologist and just have a conversation.
Because what if that person gave you information that you're like, holy crap, I never thought of it that way before. That could be helpful.
100%
possible. That would be hugely helpful to us.
It really would. And then I would come on air and be like, all right,
I've changed my plan.
Here's why that plan doesn't work. I have learned new information, which I have no doubt exists.
Or he comes back and goes, just like I thought all along, they're idiots and I'm smarter than them. Is that, I mean, I'm not taking that shot, yeah, but I'm just saying, it sounds like something
you'd
say.
Could happen.
Yeah.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah. Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.